This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Their hostility continues, and their enmity towards us Muslims and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emanates from their jealousy, from their envy, because of the transfer of prophethood and messengerhood from the progeny of Ishaq to the progeny of Ismail. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, they started the hostility. They have continued it, and they have never ever ceased to be hostile. So whoever supposes that the hostility and war between the Muslims and the Jews can be brought to an end by the false, corrupted, secular, so-called peace treaties is absolutely ignorant of Islam. It shows a lack of understanding of this person towards Islam. Garbage. These peace treaties are nothing but for their benefit and no other. They do not want peace with us. Wallahi, they don't. And they have never wanted peace with us. And they will never want peace with us. So these peace treaties that are trying to be implemented, are nothing but things that they are trying to implement in order to benefit themselves with. Another case that strongly supports that the biblical scholars knew very well of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the advent of Islam is the story, the great story of Abdullah ibn Salam. The great story of a Jewish rabbi, scholar, at the advent of Islam, whose name is Abdullah ibn Salam. He was a scholar, a Jewish scholar, rabbi of Medina, highly respected by both the Jews and the people of Yathrib, the people of Medina, for his knowledge of the scriptures and his righteousness. The narrations mention that Abdullah divided his day into three. One third of it divided to the temple where he preached religion. The second part was dedicated to the Torah, which he studied. And the third, he spent on his farm. Abdullah, for his research, study in the Torah, he read portions in the Torah of an Arabian prophet and the migration, the prophecy of his migration to Medina, to Yathrib. So when he heard of the appearance of a prophet, he tried to investigate his name, his lineage, and the place of appearance. He mentions that it became evident to me that after I studied the Torah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the prophet whose name and descriptions are mentioned in our prophecies in the scriptures. So he said when he came to Medina, his heart throbbed with joy, exclaiming, Allahu Akbar! Because he knew the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Arabian prophet, is mentioned in the book. The coming of him to Medina is mentioned in his book, in their books. And this is a rabbi, scholar. So he said, when he came, my heart throbbed with joy, exclaiming, Allahu Akbar! His aunt said with surprise, had you heard the coming of Moses ibn Amran, you would never have done more than what you have just did now. He said, our aunt, but Muhammad is a brother of Moses, and he is teaching, preaching the same message. She said, is he the prophet that you rabbis have been telling us about? He said, yes. Then he rushed outside in search of whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pushing his way through the crowd until he saw the face of the last messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah said, the first thing I heard him say to the people was, O people, greet each other with salam. Feed the hungry. Pray at night while people are sleeping and you will enter paradise in peace. He said, I kept scrutinizing his face, his features, until I was convinced. I was sure that this is not the face of a liar. So I approached him, he said, declaring, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So I approached him, declaring there is none who has the right to be worshipped except Allah the Almighty, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked him in the face and said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Al-Husayn ibn Salam," because his name was Al-Husayn. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bat Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam." He said, "My name is Al-Husayn ibn Salam." Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Bat Abdullah ibn Salam." He said, "By Allah, I would not like to be called only by Abdullah." He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, the Jews are people of slander and treachery. I would like for you to call upon their leaders. Hide me in a room next to you where I can hear the conversation and ask them about me and what they think about me before you tell them about my embracing of Islam." So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, exactly like Abdullah mentioned to him, called upon the Jewish leaders. They came to him. He hid Abdullah in a room where he can hear the conversation, and he started inviting the Jewish leaders to Islam. And as we know, the Jewish leaders, you know, they are men of falsehood and corruption and slander. They repeated or responded to him with nothing but argument and debate. So then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought there's no more point in further discussing with them Islam. He said,